This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Wake up, it's Wednesday.
What? Gillian?
Yes?
We've been overcome with good-looking men.
We are packed.
We've come
gills.
All over.
We've already had workmen in to clean our vents.
And now we've been inundated with Jersey boys.
Oh, hooray. Good afternoon. It's only actually
good,
11
my goodness.
Minutes.
Good afternoon.
Yes, exactly. Well, we've been here for like 2.5 hours.
It's a different time zone here at Joy FM.
It is for
us.
Yeah.
Very early morning for us.
So, good morning. We're going to get you to go through your names. We've got all four Jersey boys in here. It's a tight squeeze.
It's cozy.
Very.
You are Anthony.
I am Anthony.
Graham.
Yes, hello.
And the boys over there.
Declan.
And Glaston.
Hello and welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
You're here to tell us about your fabulous show.
Yes, we are. We're thrilled to be coming back. We've had a phenomenally successful 13-month season in 2009-2010. And we're coming back for a return season starting January 10th at the Princess Theatre.
Now, you don't think that everybody in Melbourne has already seen the Jersey Boys?
They can't get enough. I mean, let's be honest about it, you know. If you see it once, you kind of want to come and see it again and again and again. It's one of those shows that every time you see it, that you get something more out of it.
We all like to come again.
Well, who doesn't?
Exactly.
I mean, you know.
Well, you've come in uniform, which is fabulous. Like, you're all...
Love a man in uniform.
Yeah.
This is sort of standard issue Jersey Boys attire.
This is our casual morning gear.
So it's the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, mm-hmm. right? And now, how close are we sticking to real life story, do you think?
Exactly spot on close. That doesn't make any sense, but it's
spot
early,
on close.
It's early in the afternoon,
you
guys.
You should be
so
a politician.
Yeah. This story is a true story and an incredible true story that before this show really hadn't been heard mm-hmm. a great deal, and they don't sway from, you know, giving you any of the juicy details in this. They tell everything as it happened, all the good stuff and all the bad stuff, and there was a lot of you know, really tragic stuff that happened in these guys' lives, and they grew up on the wrong side of the tracks in New Jersey, and you know, they used the music as a way to get up and out of that life and make a better one for themselves. But you see everything you see on stage is completely true.
Right. Now, Graham and Anthony, you're quite new to the show, is that right? Mm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But is it Gaston that's a real
Let's
old
Let's call
hand?
Him Gaston. Yeah, I like that name.
Glaston!
Yeah, hi. I've been... we opened here in July in 2009, you know, so I've been performing... I've been performing Ignacio and Jersey Boys for over 3 years now, yeah, and it's been a thrill, yeah. Melbourne, Sydney, Auckland, Brisbane, soon to be Adelaide, and then back here.
So yeah. Tell me why you're not sick to the back teeth of it.
Oh, I am, you know, but unfortunately I signed my life away and I can't get out of this job. No, look, I think there's something about, you know, these characters that we get to play, you know, personally, I guess, as an actor, you know, to play these, you know, these real people who have really, really, really characters, you know, these Italian-American, you know, guys who had nothing to their names, who really fought to achieve their success and did that, you know, and there's something rewarding about playing that every night, which is why I've been going for 3 years strong.
Who do you think makes up your audiences?
You know, I think there's something about this show, I guess, with the music, you know, people that come and have lived through the, you know, their hits when they were in the 60s and 70s and into the 80s, you know, because they, you know, Frankie Valli just reinvented his music and his sound, you know. The people that live there really respond to it in a, in, you
so
know,
you're saying old people, really?
Well, what I am saying is that I think the show has a broad appeal. And that it appeals to so many people, but I think, in my experience, the people that the show is a success because it appeals to so many different demographics. Otherwise, if you just appeal to old people, the shows don't last very long.
I think the
reason that we can come back is because it appeals to more than just old people. But
this show's also been called the first kind of great bloke musical.
It's
about four guys who are mates.
It's
a very Australian kind of idea, you know, even though these guys are Americans. It's about mateship, it's about the underdog kind of
achieving, love that. A battler.
That's these guys. That's what they were. And this musical has been described as, you know, it's like the Sopranos on stage, I guess. You know, it's very kind of cool now, that whole, you know, the mafia, and there's all these kind of connections in this show, and there's a lot of dirty, gritty stuff that goes on. So, you know, it's been said a lot that this is a show where the husbands and the boyfriends are dragging the wives and the girlfriends along to see it, and not the other way around, which is usually the case in musical theatre.
Oh, yes.
So
right.
it's a great one for the guys to get along to, you know.
And can you tell us, what are some of the hits from the show?
Well, the band themselves, the Four Seasons, are the fourth highest selling band of all time.
They are not.
They really are. So you'll know so many.
Sherry Baby,
yeah. Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man were the first big three number one hits that really launched them into the stratosphere. But then they did Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Yeah.
They did Oh What a Night, December 63. They did Stay. They did Bye Bye Baby. So all these songs that you have heard in various incarnations, often through famous cover versions, were originally sung by the Four Seasons. They've sold 175 million albums.
Right, okay, yeah. So where do we get tickets? When's it on?
Starts January 10th at the Princess Theatre, and tickets are available from Ticketmaster.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And they're available now. So
they're available booking. Now, so yeah. We can book ahead.
Yeah, they've
get
already released.
Don't waste any time. In fact, you should be dialing right now.
I'm sure if you're not dialing right now, then you're not.
I'm gonna call right now myself.
I love your work.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Apparently, they can't sing for us for licensing reasons, don't you?
We actually can't sing at all.
Not at this time of the afternoon.
Yeah, no, it's dreadful.
What if we got you some pineapple juice? Isn't that what singers have?
Is that right?
That has good side effects.
Yeah, pineapple juice.
Doesn't it? Goodness.
What's the side effect?
It lubricates the
pineapple
throat.
Juice. I love a bit of lubrication. Jersey Boys, thank you so much for coming in and seeing us this morning at Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.